Trusted Voices is a Cognizant podcast series that aims to showcase the diversity of thoughts, backgrounds, and identity of our 350,000 associates all over the world. Trusted Disruptors is a special mini-series where we ask associates to reflect specifically on what it takes to build trust in the age of AI. Our focus will be on sustainability, transparency, data security, healthcare, global workforce, and more. The dialogue illustrates how we're building trust, especially when we show up diverse. Welcome to Trusted Voices. We are extremely excited today to have Monica Weeks with us. And Monica, before we dive into our conversation today about AI and healthcare and trust, would love to have you first just introduce yourself and share a little bit about what you do at Cognizant.
Sure. Well, thank you, Pamela and Monica, for inviting me. My name is Monica Weeks. I lead the health sciences consulting practice across North America on behalf of Cognizant.
Fantastic. So obviously in that role, I can imagine that you are thinking a lot about AI these days, because I think, you know, everybody's talking about AI. And I imagine you're also thinking a lot about trust, because, you know, healthcare in particular is an area where, you know, there's extremely sensitive information that's shared. And so trust is really paramount. You know, obviously there is all sorts of things that occur throughout the healthcare life cycle. And I'm just curious, from your perspective, you know, what efforts are we making with healthcare professionals to ensure that the solutions that Cognizant designs specifically are both effective but also trustworthy? How do we leverage those partners to make sure that we're thinking about everything we need to think about as it relates to trust?
That's a great question. And you know, this is one example, or one example where I think the healthcare industry may actually be ahead of some of the other industries in terms of some of the dimensions associated with trust that are related to AI and automation, and all of the corresponding implications. So as we think about, you know, the HIPAA regulations that were put in place many years ago around patient and consumer data and privacy. You know, we've worked with our clients for a number of years to really ensure that they had the data security and data privacy parameters associated with HIPAA in place, refreshed, current, in the cloud, on-prem, all of those dimensions. And so as we think about AI, you know, when we think of the four or five major risks, data security and data privacy being the first of those, the top of the list, the healthcare industry is, I believe, advanced from that capability, from that dimension relative to other verticals. So as we think about working with our partners, you know, both internally, you know, with the TriZetto team, and externally with large hyperscalers, you know, we all have been speaking this language for lots of years. So it makes, you know, the questions around security and privacy somewhat less urgent than in other verticals.
It does. And I think it's actually, I think, really fascinating and heartening to hear that health may be ahead of the game, because I think it's also an arena, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but it's an arena that's so ripe for something like AI. You know, I think many of us as consumers of healthcare feel that there is so much of our data that is out there that is exchanged with payers, with providers, with whoever it is. And yet the value exchange of that data has seemed slow. And part of the problem, of course, we know in the tech industry, is that it's very difficult to take those large amounts of data, some of it unstructured, much of it disconnected, and actually make sense of it in a way that you can, you know, bring big innovation to, you know, somebody like me, you know, or anybody, you know, in this conversation. So I think it's heartening to hear that. And I guess I'm wondering too, you know, before I turn it over to Monica, I'm curious, you know, is there excitement in the healthcare industry as well about sort of the potential that AI offers?
You know, I'm not sure that I would use the word excitement. I think I would use the word of, potentially cautious optimism, because while, we have the regulations in place, that especially focus on data security and privacy, there are other dimensions of Gen AI, things like explainability and bias and fairness, which have huge implications in the delivery of care that, we have not cracked the code on, if you will. So the opportunity for Gen AI and automated related tools to help the clinicians focus on patient and consumer centricity, is definitely a breath of optimism and positivity in the marketplace, but at the same time, being very aware that some of those dimensions of explainability and bias need to be considered at a much greater degree of significance than in some other verticals, because this is around care, and you want to make sure that it's not biased or there's a degree of explainability, etc. So I would use the word kind of cautious optimism.
One of the things that I've been noticing, particularly in healthcare and AI, is that this whole idea of AI and innovation is great, but in healthcare specifically, it's more around AI and responsible use. Mm-hmm. Because just exactly with everything that you said, and we're broadening this concept of risk now with AI and healthcare to include trust, which is what we're looking at. So just moving a little bit ahead, what do you think it means in terms of how is AI changing the world of healthcare overall? We talked about data privacy and bias and things like that, but even in terms of faster trials and things like that, it's really bringing a lot of change very fast. So what does this mean for our clients?
So, the question is a good one. And when you look at our clients' strategic initiatives and the things that they're communicating to their stakeholders and their investor groups, managing this piece around risk and automation and generative AI is generally at the top of everyone's list in some form or fashion. And when I think about, for example, on the clinician side of the house, it's not about care delivery. It's around enablement of information to improve care delivery, taking some of the administrative tasks out of the ecosystem so that the clinicians and non-clinicians can support patient and member centricity more efficiently and effectively. When I think about things like, clinical trials and the enablement of medical devices, et cetera, and kind of the product piece of this, ensuring that, the value of those exercises and the insights from those exercises are not lost based upon the aggregation of data is something that we hear a lot when we talk to the C-suite around how are they thinking about it and kind of what's next, because while they're sometimes laborious processes, there are some very valuable insights that we need to make sure we don't miss it.
We really enjoyed the article that you did around nursing and what it means when we're bringing all of this into that arena. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It's the concept at its very simplest form is, AI can help. First of all, we have a talent scarcity issue in the ecosystem where we don't have enough practitioners to support the population across the ecosystem. And so how do we, use the technology and enablement to support that? Well, it really is, I think, critical to use the word support, because you can't take away the human touch in terms of what happens in our industry, but can we support the the various stakeholders in a way that makes their job easier and allows them to spend more time with patients and with their caregivers. Because it's not just the patients, it's the caregivers as well that need to be supported. And if the technology and the automation can help them spend more time there, then that, you know, then the ultimate outcome of our category, which is, you know, more quality healthcare and healthier populations, is closer to being achieved. And that's really the premise of the article, if you will. It's around helping people help other people more efficiently.
You know, last question, and it's maybe a big one, but, you know, as we're having this conversation today and, you know, talking about all the different ways that AI may change or evolve healthcare and thinking about, you know, all of the things you've touched upon that we need to take into consideration from an ethics perspective, a regulatory perspective, how do we disrupt healthcare in a way that doesn't disrupt trust?
Trust is takes a long time to develop and takes moments to obviate. And as we think about automation and the implications and trust, I think there's an opportunity for us to also look at some of the ESG-related initiatives, specifically in the governance component of those programs, as a way to ensure that we maintain the trust that we build. And so when we think about, you know, the governance component, that's not just in the boardroom. It's across our enterprises. It's across our clients' enterprises. And that, to me, is really the forum that we can link and be transformative, but also ensure that we maintain the trust that we've all built over the years.
Monica, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today. It's
my pleasure.
Been a pleasure and so great to hear, you know, an inside perspective on what's happening in healthcare.